Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
I've just discovered that I may have a son here in this land.
How much child support is she getting from?
The king pays no child support.
No child support for 30 years and you came back? You was a dummy!
Hello, I am Hakim Jaffer, king of Zamunda. You are the heir to the throne.
Yes, my father.
He's supposed to be like the prince of Wakanda.
Wakanda is a fictional place.
Not to everybody.
Zamunda is a very real nation.
I don't need no handout.
Wait a minute.
Hey, I'm gonna pack.
Okay, baby.
Presenting King Akeem's son from America.
And my mom's.
And his mom's.
Children, this is your brother.
Hey, Quang. I'm sorry I slept with your man.
This happened before we even met.
It's not like you're the first man I've ever been with.
What did you just say about the other man?
Coming to America, now it's coming to me.
Welcome to Real Talk with H3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio app. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 the most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purposed1alviniii. Again, that's facebook.com/purposed1alviniii. And ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests at realtalkwithh3.com. At realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check out the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bashani Radio app. And here's what I have for you today. Today we are going to be talking about STEMI life. We are going to be talking about STEMI life. And of course, I am referring to the stimulus that many people will receive because of their income status situation and the stimulating of the recovery of the United States, which is where I live, to get it back on track or to keep it somewhat functional after the tumultuous year of 2020, where we focused more on the health concern of managing through a pandemic ? And it's going to be a tale of two cities. It's going to be a tale of two worlds for our society. The STEMI or stimulus is one of the financial factors that's being designed to allow everyday lower middle class people to get back caught up, create more stability in their financial lives and things like that, and also bolster sentiment back into what drives the United States, which is consumerism. And the thing about the STEMI is, just like all of the other financial bolstering mechanisms that we do, from bailouts to large institutions, things like that, they are good at first. But over time, as more and more is pushed out, as more and more of our currency is pushed out to our society, it becomes a law of diminishing returns, especially if there's nothing to really build value except to keep money flowing and institutes from being stagnant with their capital reserves off from the economic machine just not moving. And the concept is easier to understand if you have a certain eye, a certain interest to it, but most people do not have that interest because economics, especially if it's not working in your favor, is not really a interest drawing concept or interest garnering thing. People like the idea of money, but do they don't really like the idea of learning what money is and how money works, which is what makes something that can be very promising as a stibby or a bailout, whatever you want to call it, detrimental to them over time. And some of the blame is to be upon a system that does not make us aware, teach us, because it makes us more controllable. And also us as individuals who just never really pick up that spark to really understand life so that we don't have to endure some of the things that we endure over things such as money. But anyway, my thoughts about it is that, yes, it's I think it's a positive thing. I think it will promote more social stability in the immediate time. And hopefully it will help people get back on their feet or kind of stay maintained so that they could continue, so that they could pursue other opportunities they need with a clear mind. And of course, you know, roof over their head, food in their belly, a certain semblance of normalcy and stability so that they can navigate through this new world that we are upon. Another thing, too, is that some of the states are actually fully opening back up. In other words, opening back up to promote activity, which promotes economy. Which is a promising thing. We're just now in a window now to see how things such as the vaccines that have been rolled out, as well as the more activity and more contact that we have amongst each other, if that's going to cause a resurgence of that thing. And y'all know what I'm talking about when I say that thing. So there's a lot at play. The other thing that I wanted to talk about with the STEMI, of course, is a certain sexual sexual political aspect of it. And that is, of course, there will be a lot of money sent to not just families who have a lot of kids, but single mothers who have a lot of kids, which is necessary and essential. Definitely would not knock it. But it goes back to what I was saying earlier in the conversation. Depending upon the mentality of the beneficiary, it could either do one or more things. It either become just a lot of money just basically passed through and burnt through with a consumer mentality, or it could be used for the building of something new for that household. Depends on the mentality of the person handling it. It's going to be very interesting. And also, what's going to be even more interesting is how, well, if there will be another one after this. And I think that's what's really also upon my mind, too. It's like, okay, so we've been given these proceeds from our government to keep our lives and our environment stable and to bolster economic activity. But what if that activity does not come, even with the pressing of these finances and the creation of so much more currency, which can definitely create a feedback loop of our everyday expenses getting more and more expensive. Again, inflation. And inflation is a very real thing. I believe we're starting to get more of an awareness or taste of it from our general cost in gasoline. And the gasoline is a reflection of the rising activity of the economy, again, because of all of the moving and driving and operating to get across town and things like that. I guess what some people would call a leading indicator of what's happening. So hopefully all that gas is being burnt to get our general economic system back in order where value is being created, and a value that is either competing or perhaps preceding or leading the need for additional currency to be flowing through the economy. And that has yet to be seen. It's just so early in the game. But on the other hand, if it's not, and we have to keep on putting out money just to keep solvency, then we're going to be ushering into something that's called universal basic income, where it's just going to be a perpetual state of a certain fixed amount of money being sent out, which in turn will create another cycle of inflation and shift in the cost of living, which again will feed into the proliferation of more higher amounts of universal basic income. So it's going to be very interesting how it's played out. Another thing that was very interesting too, with these political policies, it's not even really just the regular everyday people that got the most money. Of course, it's business owners and also foreign interests that our nation still helps, because it's difficult to have successful trade if there is not a good currency flow, or the things that we need to trade for are having difficulty being manufactured. And that's going to be another factor too. So not only are we having to create more currency to take care of our immediate citizens, we also are creating so much more currency to take care of trade deals and military issues and all those things. And the question becomes, how far can we go before all of that currency creation catches up to us and catches up with the rest of the world, and we're dealing with a currency system that is difficult to capture and have a balanced set of values for all the goods and services and things that we need to do as a very sophisticated economy? we're definitely going to see within the next year to the next few years. And hopefully natural crises such as health issues that we've been having with, you know, that the virus, as well as natural occurrences, you know, that inflict our nation, which was definitely very impactful for me here being in the South, experiencing my first snowstorm and the things that came along with that. We'll see where it all goes. So what's the answer for everyday people? People that have no job, when people who don't have a business created yet and don't know exactly where to start with a business or any asset base whatsoever, well, you're going to have to find really goods that will be still usable, whether the monetary system is stable or whether it's not. Things that are easily usable and tradable. Can't go wrong with food. Maybe certain vice items like alcohol, cigarettes, things like that. And it would probably just be a wise idea to slowly stockpile some of those things so that even if you don't get to use them, they're tradable. And with tradable items, you can still navigate through an environment. I don't think we're going to have something like immediately super drastic in a matter of a few years. But I do think within the next 10-year window, if we don't find a way to get more of our people in a position where they're self-sufficient in some manner or another, be it by automated systems or by a better education or whatever, better incentive, yeah, it's going to be a lot of printing, a lot of what was said to be in Roman times, bread and circuses, meaning distractions and satiations provided by the government so as to not cause perpetual civil disorder. But at the same time, the government being stretched to its limit to keep a certain semblance of order and normalcy so that there is no big tempt to purely rebel or try to destroy this system that we're in. So it's going to be extremely interesting. Definitely something if you're a thinking person need to think about, as well as develop strategy that is not just encompassing for the development or the stability of your life, but your innermost circle. Because if those people figure out ways how to manage those innermost circles, perhaps it could be one of the means to take the pressure off of our economy in what is arguably known as a post-industrial society, where there's more machines and more systems managing these things, but we're still not quite at the point to where we have automated systems managing so much that we don't have to actively seek revenue or compensation in order to live. We're not there yet, but there's a push to get there. But we still have time. We're still in limbo, and there's always still going to need to be a class of people who have the understanding needed to maintain even the automated systems. So that's what I have for you all today. This one was kind of heavy, kind of serious. But due to the timing of all the things that's going on right now and our push to try to recover or boost society, get it back functioning again, well, here it is. Definitely something to think about. All the work, all the talent, all the skill sets, jobs that we have, businesses and businesses systems, they are only as stable as the currency that we operate and trade amongst each other in order to keep the society going. Anyway, this has been another episode of Real Talk with AH3. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, peace.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.